这个话筒声音能不能打大一点？感谢神，我们在这个主日清晨啊，我们再一起来思想神的话语。
Praise the Lord, and the Lord's morning, let's continue to consider the word of God.
好，我们请弟兄姊妹起立，我们一起来读一处圣经的经文。
Let's stand up and read the scripture on the screen.
好，我们一起看到屏幕上圣经的经文，我们一起来读《使徒行传》的第十八章，我们从第九节读到第十一节。
Let's read it together.
九节起。夜间主在异象中对保罗说，不要怕，只管讲，不要闭口，有我与你同在，必没有人下手害你，因为在这城里有我许多的百姓。保罗在那里住了一年零六个月，将神的道教训他们。好，感谢神，神的话语我们就读到这里。
That's a scripture reading.
啊，我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你。
Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you.
感谢你把你的话语借着圣经赐给我们。
Thank you for giving us your words through the Bible.
你的话语就是我们脚前的灯，路上的光，是我们生命的粮食。
Your word is a lamp to my feet and light on my path, is our bread of life.
让在这个弯曲悖逆的时代，在这个黑暗的世界，能够依然行在光中，并且能够行走有力量、有方向。
You help us to walk in light in this corrupted and cursed world, so that we have strength to walk on the path ahead.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
We praise this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，弟兄姊妹，请坐。
Please be seated.
我们今天还是继续来思想《使徒行传》的经文。
Today we'll continue to consider the scriptures in the book of Acts.
我们看到使徒保罗离开雅典之后呢，就去到罗马的另外一个大城市哥林多。
And after Apostle Paul left Athens and he went to another major city of Roman, the city of Corinth.
当时哥林多在罗马是非常非常大的城市啊，是一个重要的商业城市、港口城市。
And Corinth was a great harbor in Romans, and is a very important business and trade center.
哥林多这个城市名字的这个希腊文的意思呢，就是装饰华丽的，富足的。
And the word Corinth in Greek means magnificently ornamented and wealthy.
那么哥尼多它不仅是一个富有的商业城市哈，当然它更加出名的就是在这个城市里各种各样的假神和偶像的庙宇。
The city of Corinth was not only a business city, and it was filled with all kinds of temple for false gods and idols.
那么当然它就众多假神偶像的庙宇当中，最著名的一个就是一个所谓的爱神一个庙。
And the most famous temple of those temples of false gods is a temple for the goddess of love.
这个庙里面呢有，据说有上千名庙妓。
It was said that there were thousands of temple prostitutes.
然后很多人就会来到哥林多。
So attracted a lot of people to Corinth.
当时有一个专门的形容词，就是哇，你越来越像一个哥林多人了。
And there was a word to Corinthianized. Is you are more like a Corinthian.
那这句话什么意思呢？就是你越来越像一个好会玩的放纵情欲啊，你越来越像这样的人了。
And it means that you become like a person who are to indulge in your sinful desires, such a person.
所以哥林多人他是以这种富有啊，追求情欲的满足啊，放纵情以这种名声在外的人。
So the city of Corinth was notorious for their being wealthy and indulgence in their sinful desires.
我们知道后来保罗呢在这个地方建立教会，然后后来保罗也写书信给到哥林多教会。
And we know that later Paul has established churches in the city of Corinth, and he wrote epistles to them later.
后来我们也知道，即便是在哥尼多的教会当中，也是充满各样的罪，就是因为他这个城市的这种各种败坏的罪， 也在 蔓延到教会当中。
And we learned that even in the churches in Corinth, and those evils and sins still in the happening in the church.
所以保罗来到这样一个地方，传福音呢，让人认罪悔改，那当然就受到这个哥林多人的这种反对了。
And when Paul went to such a place, and when he began to preach the gospel of repentance, of course he received many oppositions.
大家可以看到屏幕上的经文哈，我给大家来读屏幕上的经文。
The scriptures on the screen I'll read to you.
使徒行传十八章一节，这事以后，保罗离了雅典，来到哥林多。每逢安息日，保罗在会堂里辩论，劝化犹太人和希腊人。希拉和提摩太从马其顿来的时候，保罗为道迫切，向犹太人证明耶稣是基督。他们既抗拒毁谤，保罗就抖着衣裳说：“你们的罪归到你们自己头上，与我无干。从今以后，我要往外邦人那里去了。”所以保罗在哥林多传福音是非常不顺利的，虽然他是非常非常的迫切，非常非常的急切，但是在这里受到这个严重的这种抵挡。
And although Paul was very compelled or eager to preach the gospel in the Corinth, and they had received many oppositions there.
然后保罗就下决心，就说走了啊，离开这群人。
And Paul decided to leave there.
那这时候呢？在夜间神就亲自在异象中对保罗说话，就是我们今天一开始所读的经文。
And in the night the Lord spoke to Paul, that's a scripture we read at the beginning.
不要怕，只管讲，不要闭口有我与你同在，并没有人下手害你，因为在这城里有我许多的百姓。
Do not be afraid, but speak, and do not keep silent, for I'm with you, and no one will attack you to hurt you, for I have many people in this city.
所以保罗他就不走了，他就继续留在哥林多，而且留了一年零六个月，很长的时间我们也知道后来保罗在这里建立哥林多教会。
So Paul remained there and ended up staying there for a year and 6 months, and we know that he built up churches there.
我们今天就来思想神在异象中对保罗说的这句话，不要怕，只管讲，不要闭口。
And today we'll consider the word the Lord Jesus told to Paul, do not be afraid, but speak and do not keep silent.
首先不要怕。
First of all, do not be afraid.
但是我们看保罗前面说的这些话，就说你们的罪归到你们头上，与我无干。我从今以后我要到外邦人那里去。
But from Paul's words that your sins are on your head and I'm clean, and from now on I will go to the Gentiles.
这句话呢，从保罗说的这句话当中，其实看着他好像很生气的样子，是不是？
It seems from his words that he was very angry.
很气愤的要走。
And he was furious and he decided to leave.
如果很害怕的要走，是不是就是气势汹汹的样子呢？可能很害怕的要走，就是悄悄的逃走。但保罗好像不像是这个样子。
If he was afraid, probably that would not be the attitude, and he would probably just fled.
那神对保罗说不要怕，那保罗到底怕什么呢？
God asked Paul not be afraid, but what was Paul afraid of?
怕这些哥林多人会伤害他，会逼迫他。
Was he afraid that the Corinthians will persecute him?
那保罗是不是一个怕死的人呢？
Was Paul someone who was afraid of death?
不是我们很多弟兄姊妹都记得，因为我们刚刚从圣经中看到他在这个腓立比的这个死囚的监狱里，他有没有害怕呀？有没有怕死啊？没有。
No, we still remember that we just learned that Paul was in the prison for those who were sentenced to death, and he was not afraid at all.
他甚至在这个监牢里面，他放声歌唱，他赞美神，他说我离世归主的日子近了。
For he was singing and praising the Lord in the prison, and because he saw that his days with the Lord is near.
那保罗怕什么呢？
What was Paul afraid of?
其实怕失败。
He was afraid of failures.
他不是怕这些人如何伤害他，如何打他，怕失败，他不想浪费时间了，不想在这些人身上再浪费时间了。
He was not afraid of their persecutions. He was afraid of wasting more time on those people.
因为保罗，我们看到经文中看他传福音的心是非常非常迫切的。
We from the scriptures we can learn that he was very compelled and urgent in preaching the gospel.
结果他在哥林多传福音，那半天一点果效都没有，他心里很着急，他说我不能在这里浪费时间了。
But in Corinth, he didn't see any visible results by preaching the gospel, and he didn't want to waste more time.
他说，我要到别的地方去。
He said, I will go to other places.
那么主耶稣对保罗说呢，不要怕，不要怕失败，不要怕浪费时间。
Lord Jesus said to Paul, that do not be afraid of failures, do not be afraid of wasting time.
那么我们要知道主耶稣对保罗说的这句话呢，不要怕，不是责备哈，不是批评。
We know the Lord Jesus' words of "Do not be afraid" is not a rebuke, it's not a criticism.
其实是安慰和鼓励。
It's actually a comfort and encouragement.
不要害怕失败，不要害怕浪费时间。
Do not be afraid of failures. Do not be afraid of wasting time. Do not be afraid of seeing vain results.
就是我们为什么做一项工作的时候，有时候我们会害怕，因为我们害怕交不了账。
When we do something, we are afraid of not being able to give accounts.
那么使徒保罗当然知道，我们传福音是主耶稣给我们的大使命。
Apostle Paul, of course, he knew that preaching the gospel was a great commitment given by the Lord Jesus Christ.
耶稣给我们这个使命，我们到时候完成不了怎么办？或者我们完成的没有结果怎么办？
The Lord Jesus has given us the great commitment. If we cannot accomplish this, what shall we do? If we cannot see a good result, what shall we do?
主来的日子近啊，我没有办法向他交账怎么办？
The Lord's day is near. If we cannot give accounts to him, what shall I do?
所以我不能在哥林多这里了，在这里我总是失败，总是失败啊。我没有办法交账，所以我赶紧要换一个地方。
I cannot stay here any longer because I experience so many hindrance here, and I cannot give account to Lord Jesus, so I have to leave there.
耶稣安慰他，不要害怕这些，不要怕失败。
Lord Jesus comforted him, "Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid of failures."
有人说啊，驱动今天这个世界啊，两种力量。
Some people said there were two strengths that has driven this world.
一个就是害怕，恐惧。
One is fear.
一个就是贪婪。
Another is covetousness.
这两种力量驱动今天这个世界。
There's two strengths that drives the world, are driving this world.
但是驱动我们基督徒的不能是恐惧和贪婪。
What drives our Christians should not be fear and covetousness.
是从耶稣基督那里来的爱。
It should be the love from the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们不能带着一个害怕失败，害怕无法向耶稣交账这种恐惧的态度去传福音，不要这样。
So we should not preach the gospel with the attitude of being afraid of failures and being afraid of not being able to give a counsel to our Lord.
传福音最重要的原因是耶稣基督的爱激励我们。
We preach the gospel compelled by the love of our Lord.
而一个真正的爱，其实就不是在乎结果。
A true love is that we do not care about the result.
真正的爱，有人讲一句话，就是爱就本身就在爱中满足了。
A true love, someone said, love is satisfied in love.
或者说这个就在过程当中，爱已经得到很大的满足和喜乐了。
You've got a good satisfaction of that love during the process.
所以传福音的人不要害怕，不要害怕失败，不要害怕什么结果不好啊，不要害怕。
When we preach the gospel, we should not be afraid of failures. We should not be afraid of seeing a not so good result.
我们在今天这个世界上，我们看到很多人做事情是结果驱动。
And a lot of times we see people are driven by results.
比如说我们在 公司里面从上司那里领了一个任务，领了一个项目，啊，我们先一看，哎呀，这个结果不好，或者推荐结果不好，我们干脆就不做了，或者换一个方向。
And our companies, when we got tasks from our boss, and we see that probably will lead to a bad result, we probably don't want to do it at all.
但是我们传福音呢，我们虽然是从耶稣那里去领了一个任务，但是我们不是结果驱动，我们是使命驱动。
And when we receive this task from the Lord Jesus to preach the gospel, we are not results driven, we are command driven.
我们都知道，我们从耶稣那里领受大使命，要去使万民做耶稣的门徒，啊，凡耶稣吩咐我们的，都教训人们遵守。
We receive the great commission from the Lord Jesus to make disciples of all the nations and teaching them to observe all things that have Lord Jesus commanded us.
当我们这样去传福音，这样把耶稣吩咐我们的教训人遵守，结果没有人听怎么办？没有人信怎么办
？When we preach the gospel and we teach what Jesus has commanded us to them, and when they didn't want to listen, what shall we do?
我们就不做了吗？
Shall we just stop?
我们一看这，哎呀，这个结果不好，看不到果效，哎呀，算了，就不做。不是这样的。
It's not that we would just stop when we didn't see a good result.
我们继续做，因为我们领了这个使命。
We'll continue to do it because we have received this great commission.
这就是圣经所说的好仆人的一个跟世人最大的不同。
This is the great difference of what the Bible talks about a good servant with the servants in the world.
一个好仆人就是从主人那里领到了使命，他就去做，他不管这个结果会怎样。
A good servant received the orders from his master, and no matter what the result would be, he would just do it.
很多的时候，我相信我们很多弟兄姊妹都有这样的亲身体会。当我们去传福音的时候，当我们给人分享耶稣的时候，我们别人也会嘲笑我们，别人也会不听。有时候我们也会感觉，这怎么传得出去？这怎么可能有人信呢？
I believe we all have the experience when we preach and share the gospel with other people, and they will mock at us, and we feel that how could this gospel be preached?
就像当年保罗，他就是有这样的感受。他说：“这怎么可能传得出去？怎么可能有人信呢？在哥林多这个地方。”
It's just like what Paul felt at that time and in Corinth, and thought, how could people believe in such a gospel here?
就说神就提醒保罗，你就继续传。
But Lord reminded Paul and encouraged him to continue to preach.
不要忘记你所领受的使命，不管结果怎样，继续传。
Do not forget about the great commission you have received. No matter what the result will be, continue to preach.
第二个我们可以看见的，就是当保罗他发现他在哥林多这个地方传福音没有什么用，没有什么果效，他就有自己的想法，他就有自己的打算，他说我换个地方试一下。
The second thing we learned that when Paul saw that it was not so effective in preaching the gospel in Corinth, and he made up his mind to change to another place to preach the gospel.
当然，神就否定他的这个计划。你不要自作主张，你不要自作聪明，你继续还是留在这里。
God denied his plan and do not use your own wisdom to make up your own mind.
所以圣经告诉我们，上帝需要的是仆人，上帝不是需要谋士。
The Bible tells us that God needs servants. God does not need counselors.
在罗马书十一章33-34节，我给大家读一下哈，大家看到屏幕的经文。
Romans 11:33-34, read to you.
深哉神丰富的智慧和知识，他的判断何其难测，他的踪迹何其难寻，谁知道主的心，谁做过他的谋士呢？保罗在哥林多传福音，完全传不出去，完全看不到结果。保罗说，哎呀，我要有个新的计划，结果上帝否定，上帝让他继续留在这里。
When Paul had difficulty in preaching the gospel in Corinth, and he made up his mind to try another plan, but God denied his plan.
可是我们会，保罗可能心里会这样想，或者他不会这样想，但是有我们会这样想，那上帝这样的计划没道理啊，不合理啊，这没不合理，不合逻辑啊，继续留在这里。
We may think that it is, God's plan is not so logical, it is not reasonable for Paul to remain there.
那圣经告诉我们，神的智慧，神的踪迹何其难测呢？测不透啊。
But the Bible tells us how unsearchable are God's judgments.
所以就不要自作聪明，或者不要告诉上帝，哎，上帝应该这样做，你这样做不对，给上帝当谋士，不要这样。
So do not try to use our own wisdom and to try to be counselor for God and to do this or to do that.
很多时候我们今天传福音呢，看上去没有果效，看上去没有什么结果，不是因为我们不够聪明，而是因为有时候我们太聪明了。
Today,
或者太自作聪明了。
Today when we, it seems that we preach the gospel in vain, it's not because of we're not smart. Sometimes it's because we're too smart or we are too using our own wisdoms.
我刚来美国读神学院的时候啊，因为我是基督徒嘛，我一去到这个大学我就加入这个大学的教会哈，然后很快就在教会服侍，然后很快也就是这个教会的一个助理牧师。
When I first came to the States to study in the seminary, and because I'm a Christian, so I went to the services of the college church, and I served there, and I very quickly I became the assistant pastor there.
后来我发现这个大学这个教会里面，它有这么一个规定，他说只要留学生呐来兼职参加这个教会的主日聚会啊，到这个学期就给他奖学金。
And later, I found there was a rule in that church. As long as the international students keep coming to the church for worship, and at the end of that semester, they will get scholarships.
啊，这是个教会学校。后来我一看这个规定，我说，哎，我也参加聚会啊，我也参加聚会，我也是留学生呐、啊，虽然年纪大了一点，哎，我说我也可不可以有奖学金呢、啊？
And it was a college church, and when I saw this, I told the pastor that I'm also a Christian. I come to the worships, and I serve here. Even though I'm older, can I have scholarships too?
后来这个主任牧师就说，你当然没有了，你已经是基督徒了，你应该来聚会啊。
The senior pastor told me that, of course, you won't have that, because you are already a Christian, and you should come to the worship.
后来这个教会为什么有这个规定呢？他就说，他们这个规定也是啊，也不是一直就有，他有这个规定，因为他们就哎呀，这一定是个好方法，这一定可以吸引留学生来参加聚会啊，来信耶稣啊，尤其是针对当时从中国大陆来的一些留学生。
And because the church found it might be a very good way to attract more international students, especially the international students from China, to attend the church gatherings.
但是后来我就发现，就是这个规定，结果拦阻了很多很多留学生，尤其是中国大陆留学生来到教会。
But later I found out that it is that rule has prohibited many Chinese students from coming to that church.
事实上啊，就很多当时从中国大陆来的留学生，他们本来对基督教信仰是非常有兴趣，所以他们选择来这个教会大学留学。
Actually, the many Chinese students from mainland China came to that college church, church college to study because they were very interested in the Christian belief.
他们甚至当中很多人，他们在中国大陆的时候，他们就把圣经都买好了，就带到美国来，想好好的来这个教会大学里面好好来，哎，学习一下圣经，了解一下圣经。
And many of them, before they even came to the States, and they have bought a Bible, and they wanted to come to the college to learn more about Bible.
结果他们一到教会，一到，哎，这个教会有这个规定，这让他们非常的失望。
When I came to that church, and they found there was such a rule, and it made them very disappointed.
他说：“这跟我们心目中的基督教信仰不一样啊，这跟我们心目中的基督徒形象不一样啊。”
It's different from the Christianity and the Christians in their mind, in their expectations.
花钱买，花钱收买，那我不去了。
The church used money to purchase them to buy them to attend the church, and they didn't want to go anymore.
这是这个教会万万没想到的。
This is what the church never expected.
所以很多的时候， 当我们想，如果按上帝的办法，如果按耶稣的教导去传福音，怎么可能？怎么可能有人信，让人认罪悔改？谁愿意认罪悔改啊？
Sometimes we think that if we use Jesus' method to preach the gospel, to ask people to confess their sins and repent, how could people believe?
我们一定要找到新的出路，找到新的办法，让人先信了再说。
We have to find new way out to ask people to believe first.
信心慢慢成长。
And their faith will grow gradually.
对耶稣的认识慢慢成长。
And knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ need to increase gradually.
但是往往当我们这样做的时候，我们发现弄巧成拙了。
And often we find out when we do these things, and the result is the opposite.
所以当保罗在哥林多传福音的时候，他遇到拦阻，他就说：“哎呀，我要换条路，我要想个新的办法，我离开这群人。”
So when Paul had a difficulty in preaching the gospel in the city of Corinth, and he made up his mind to change to another method, he would change to another place.
结果神就让神对保罗说：“你不要动，不要动，不要自作主张，留在这里。”
And God told Paul that remain there, do not make your own decisions.
留在这里干什么呢？还是去讲，还是去开口？你从前怎么讲，你还是怎么讲。
And remain there, and you shall still continue to speak as you used to be.
那么神对保罗说：“不要怕，只管讲，不要闭口，就要讲。”
God told Paul that do not be afraid, but speak and do not keep silent.
今天有一句话非常出名啊，尤其是在基督徒当中，在教会当中，有句话非常出名，就是说传福音吧，必要的时候再开口。
And there's a phrase that's very popular among Christians that preach the gospel, speak only when it's necessary.
那这句话什么意思呢？就是说，哎呀，不要急的去开口讲，你那让人家先看到你的好行为，让人家先看到你的好行为，实在的万不得已了，你再开口。
This word means that you should not hurry to speak and let other people first see your good behavior and only speak when it's very necessary.
那这句话是大名鼎鼎的方济各说的。
And this was spoken by the very famous St. Francis.
但是我们看圣经，圣经好像不是这样说的。
But if you look at the Bible, it's not what the Bible says.
耶稣没有说你们先，耶稣在门徒说你们先要有让人要有好行为，先要有好行为，然后再开口。
Jesus didn't tell the disciples that first let others see your good behavior before you speak.
其实我们要知道，我们是不是只能靠让人先看到我的好行为才能传福音呢？
And we should know that can we only preach the gospel by allowing people to see our good behavior?
其实这个道理非常简单。我们传的福音是什么福音？传的真理是什么真理？是因信称义的真理。
And the truth we're preaching is justification by faith.
什么是福音真理？因信心称义。
And the truth about the gospel is justification by faith.
我们得救完全是上帝的恩典，借着我的信心得救。
Our salvation is completely by the grace of God, by our faith in Him.
这是我们传的福音。我们得救是不是靠我们的行为啊？
This is the gospel that we preach. Are we saved by our deeds?
是不是靠我的好行为？上帝看我好，上帝救我，是不是这样啊？
Is it because God see me as a good person and He saved me?
福音是我不好，我是罪人的时候，上帝就爱我，上帝就怜悯我。
The gospel is that when I was not good, when I was a sinner, God saved me.
所以这个道理很简单，我们一方面要给人家传因信称义的真理，另外一方面我们又觉得我们要靠行为。
So, like that when we preach the gospel of justification by faith, and I want to preach that message by our behavior.
一方面我们告诉人家，你得救完全是上帝的恩典。 靠着信心，不是靠行为。一方面我们自己要拼命的要做各种好行为，然后告诉你看我的好行为，你看我的好行为。
On the one hand, we preach the gospel and we tell them you are saved by the grace of God only. On the other hand, we want other people to see our good behaviors.
这不是矛盾吗？
Is it contradictory?
我们怎么可能靠一个所谓的好行为去传一个因信存义的真理？
How can we preach the gospel and the truth of justification by faith, by our good deeds?
保罗来到了哥林多，保罗是怎样？他心里迫切，他见人家就跟人家去争辩，无论在会堂里，甚至在大街上，他见了人家就跟人家争辩。有没有人觉得这是好行为啊？
And when Paul went to Corinth, and he was so compelled to preach the gospel. And when he sees people in the synagogues and in the streets, and he reasoned with them, did people see that this is a good behavior for them?
人们肯定说这人疯了，所以有人就说保罗是癫狂了。
So people may think that he was crazy.
但是神对保罗说：“你继续讲，继续开口讲。”
But God told Paul to continue to preach.
神没有说你闭嘴，你闭嘴啊！你赶紧把你的好行为行出来，让哥林多人都看到你的好行为啊！神没有这样讲。
God didn't ask Paul to keep silent and allow people to see your good behavior first, but God encouraged Paul to continue to preach.
其实我们也非常容易想到，哥林多人他们眼中的好行为，他们喜欢的好行为是什么行为啊？
We could easily be reminded what is a good behavior in the eyes of the Corinthians.
我们刚才介绍了哥林多人是怎样的人，哥林多这个地方是怎样的地方。
We just talk about what the city of Corinth is like and what the Corinthian people like.
人喜欢什么样的人？你跟我一样的人，我喜欢。
People like someone who are like them.
哎，我喜欢做这些事情，你也喜欢做这些事情，我们有共同的爱好。哎，你是好人呢。
I like to do these things, and you also like these things, and we have some common interest, and you are the same people as me, a good person.
哥林多人喜欢干这些事情，哥林多人喜欢去做这些事情，哥林多人喜欢要这些东西。你保罗，哎，你给我呀，给我呀。保罗如果给他们就说，哎，不错不错，好人。
And the Corinthian people, they like these things and that kind of things. And if Paul could give them what they want, and they probably think that Paul is a good person.
那保罗能够给哥林多人想要的东西吗？
But could Paul give Corinthians what they want?
当然给不了啊。
And of course not.
哥林多人想要的是放纵情欲啊，是更多的享受，更多的情欲的满足。可能那一个神庙还不够，多来几个神庙，多来。
What the Corinthians wanted was the pleasures, the indulgences, and probably more temples of false gods and idols.
就像一个今天吸毒的人啊，毒瘾很深的人，你在那里拼命的拉他去戒毒，还或者你给他毒，给他毒品让他吸，他喜欢谁呢？
And for example, for a drug abuser, and one is to ask him to give up his drugs, and the other is to give him some more drugs. Which one does he likes?
所以很多的时候，当我们传讲福音的真理的时候，和人们心中的期望是背道而驰的。
So when we preach the gospel, it's usually opposite of what people.Expected or wanted.
世人喜欢什么样的好人？就是你给我我想要的。
What do the world like? And the people in the world likes to have what they wanted to be satisfied.
主耶稣在世上的时候，主耶稣也常常被人家看成是疯子，看人家被人家说是被鬼附的。
And while the Lord Jesus was on the earth, he was often thought of by people like to be crazy or demon possessed.
当人们期望主耶稣不停地给我们食物吧，给我们食物嘛，主耶稣离开他们。
When people expected Lord Jesus to give them more food, and Lord Jesus left them.
当人们期望主耶稣去推翻罗马人。主耶稣什么都不干。
And when people expected the Lord Jesus to overthrow the Roman Empire, and the Lord Jesus didn't do that.
当人们都 排斥厌恶那些长大麻风的那些被鬼附的那些妓女碎吏，主耶稣偏跟这些人在一起。
When people despise those leprosies, those people with leprosies, those tax collectors, prostitutes, sinners, and Lord Jesus was with those people.
主耶稣在一些人的口中，他是疯狂的，他是狂妄的，他是跟罪人在一起的。
In some people's eyes, the Lord Jesus was crazy, and he was arrogant, and he was with sinners.
主耶稣有说：“哎呀，我闭口，我不要说了，我没有成为大家眼中的好人。”主耶稣有这样没有
？Did Jesus keep silent because he wasn't a good person in people's eyes? No.
因为主耶稣来到世界上的使命是让人认罪悔改。得到那永生之道，主耶稣来到世界上的使命不是来讨好或者取悦世人的。
Lord Jesus came to the world not to Lord Jesus came to the world to ask people to confess their sins, repent and give them eternal life. And Lord Jesus not to come to this world to satisfy people.
所以我们今天我们传福音的时候，我们不要对自己说：“哎呀，我的行为又不够好，我一身的毛病，我怎么跟人家传福音？”你就要开口，就要传。
So when we preach gospel, we should not say I do not have good behaviors, I'm not good enough, I cannot preach. But you should continue to preach.
You start to preach. 哎呀，我很多很多神学知识我不知道，我很多事情我都不知道。啊，我等我知道了我再传。不要，你现在就去传，你不需要知道很多神学知识，你就知道我是一个罪人，耶稣拯救了我。
And do not wait till that you have enough knowledge or about the Bible or God, and you just preach right now. Start to preach as long as you know that you are a sinner, that Lord Jesus saved you.
而且就要开口，就要说出来。
Open your mouth and speak.
就要说出来，人家看到我们心中盼望的缘由，让看到我们生命中不一样的地方，说出来，我信耶稣的。
Speak it out when other people could hear that your reasons for your hope and just speak it out.
那么神安慰保罗不要怕，只管讲，不要闭嘴，不要想换个方法，换个地方，就这样。
God comforted Paul that do not be afraid but speak and do not keep silent, do not think of changing another plan.
神安慰保罗说：“有我与你同在。”
Lord Jesus comforted Paul, for I am with you.
我们今天对来思想耶稣与我同在，我们到底想到什么
？When we think of our Lord Jesus is with us, what do we what are we reminded of?
我们想到战无不胜，攻无不克，一帆风顺。
And we probably think we are more victorious and we can conquer everything.
圣经更多的让我们看到什么时候耶稣与我们同在，在患难当中，在痛苦当中，甚至在死荫的幽谷当中。
The Bible reminds us that Lord Jesus is with us in difficulties, in troubles, and in the valley of the shadow of death.
大家可以看到屏幕上的经文啊，我给大家读一下。
I'll read you the scriptures on the screen.
诗篇二十三篇二到四节，他使我躺卧在青草地上，领我在可安歇的水边，他使我的灵魂苏醒，为自己的名引导我走义路。我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害，因为你与我同在，你的杖、你的竿都安慰我。这里提到神与我同在，不是在青草地上，不是在溪水边，在哪里？死荫的幽谷。
And here it mentions the Lord is with me, not in green pastures, not in still waters, but in the valley of the shadow of death.
使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死。这里说到跟耶稣一同干什么？享福，受苦。
And the scriptures here does not talk about that we share the blessings of good life with the Lord Jesus, but to share the sufferings with him.
彼得前书四章十二节，亲爱的弟兄啊，有火炼的试验临到你们，不要以为奇怪，倒要欢喜，因为你们是与基督一同受苦，使你们在他荣耀显现的时候也可以欢喜快乐。所以圣经很多的经文让我们看到，耶稣与我同在，我跟耶稣在一起。受苦。
So many scriptures tell us that when we are with the Lord Jesus, we are sharing the sufferings with Him.
我们思想，我们 我们有些人可能在你生命中有非常非常好的朋友啊，你总是忘不了，然后你想跟他在一起的经历，什么让你难忘呢？
And probably we all have good friends, and we think about those times with them, and what experience comes to you first.
是不是一起大吃大喝的
？Is this those times we eating with them?
当然我们领圣餐是例外啊。很多他是我的战友，我一起上过战场的。
He is our companions, and we have fight together.
他是我的伙伴，我们一起赴过难的。
He is our best friend, and we have suffered together.
这是耶稣与我们同在。耶稣有他是我的战友，他是我的伙伴，我有什么好怕的？耶稣在我身边。
And the Lord Jesus is with us in those times. He is our companion. He is our friend. What should why should I be afraid of?
我并不是害怕灾祸，并不是害怕患难。最最宝贵的是我身边的战友，我跟耶稣在一起，最最亲密的关系。
I'm not afraid of calamities because the Lord Jesus is with me. He is the closest to me.
然后在罗马书八章十七节告诉我们，如果我们和他一同受苦，也必和他一同得荣耀。
Romans 8:17 said, "If we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together."
所以，我们今天我们不要一想到啊，耶稣在我身边，耶稣和我同在啊，我们就是心想事成，万事顺利。不是的，圣经强调的是，耶稣在我们身边，是跟我们在一起打仗的，我们一起去打这个仗。
So.Today, when we think about being with the Lord Jesus, it's not that our desires will be satisfied, it's that we will fight together.
也是一起受苦。
We will suffer together.
这其实是有一天我们在添加，我们回想起来，那是最美好的日子。
Then it will be the most beautiful days when we will be in heaven, and it will remind of those beautiful days.
主耶稣也对保罗说，有我与你同在，并没有人下手害你。
And Lord Jesus said to Paul, "For I am with you, and no one will attack you to hurt you."
一个真正与耶稣基督同行，一起去打这美好的仗，打这福音的仗的这样的一个耶稣基督的战友，耶稣会保守他。
And someone who walks with the Lord, who fights with the Lord, he is a companion in the battlefield, and the Lord Jesus will protect him.
在中国就是。以前有一个很著名的基督徒叫袁向成弟兄哈。
In mainland China, there was a very famous Christian called 袁向成。
他因为信仰的缘故，就关到牢里面20多年。
And he was put into prison for more than dozen years because of his Christian belief.
而袁弟兄呢，本来其实身体很差，然后又关到这个东北那种天寒地冻的地方。
And he had a poor health condition, and he was imprisoned in northeast China, which it was extremely cold.
结果呢，他21年零8个月，他被放出来的时候，他见到自己的妻子哈，结果他的妻子说，感谢神，他进了监狱，就像进了保险箱。
And after 21 years and 8 months, when he came out of the prison, and his wife saw him, and the first thing she did is to give thanks to the Lord. And he said, and she went into the prison as if she went into a safe box.
结果他在东北天寒地冻那个监牢里面20多年，连感冒生病都没有过。
And he was in the prison in this cold weather, and he didn't even get sick.
然后更重要的是呢，就是他是被关起来了，还有一些没有被关起来。那时候中国非常非常乱的，很多人都被打死了。
And he was imprisoned there, but and a lot of other people, when they were not imprisoned and they were beaten to death because it was, China was in a very chaos situation.
当然了，有一些人呢是主接他们回到天家，但是呢，主流。袁弟兄继续留在这个地上，因为他出狱后他又建立教会，就是主还要用他。
And of course, many other brothers or sisters, they were received by the Lord. But the Lord kept the brother in Shangchen and on the earth because God was still using him, and later he built up other churches.
所以他的妻子就是居然很感恩，他说他坐牢反而是进了保险箱，神的保守。
So his wife was really grateful because she saw that she went into the prison as if going into a safe box.
最后我们也看见呢，就是当保罗灰心失望，当保罗想放弃的时候，神告诉保罗留在这个地方，因为这个地方有神许多的百姓。
And when Paul was disappointed, he would like to give up there. And Paul told, God told Paul that remain there because I have many people in this city.
保罗说："哎呀，我怎么一个都没看到啊？我看到的都是恶人呐。"
Paul might argue that I didn't see any people. What I saw are all wicked.
但神说有，就是有。
God said there is my people there.
你去把他们找出来。
And go to find them.
所以我们要知道，传福音呢，是把神的百姓找出来。我们要注意啊，神的百姓。
So to evangelize is to look for the people of God.
不是找一群拜金钱的人，不是找一群这个放纵情欲的人。我们要找神的百姓。
We're not looking for some people who worship money or to love the flesh, and we want to look for someone who loves God.
第二个就是呢，很多时候我们看不到，我们哪有神的百姓看不到啊？传福音没有人信，但是一定有，一定就是有。
Sometimes we cannot see God's people there, and when we preach the gospel, we didn't think that there were people who believe, but God assured us there is.
我相信当神对保罗说这个话的时候，在这城里有我许多的百姓，其实对保罗也是一个当头棒喝的。
And I believe that when God told Paul that there were many of my people in this city, and it was shocking to Paul.
保罗信耶稣之前，他是什么样的人呢、啊、
？And when before Paul's conversion, what kind of person was he?
他是一个逼迫教会的人，他是一个逼迫基督徒的人，他是逼迫基督的人。
He persecuted the Christian churches. He persecuted Christians. He persecuted Christ.
那个时候你要说，哎，保罗那个时候他的名字还叫扫罗，你要说大树的扫罗是神的百姓，是神所拣选，谁信呢？
At that time, if you say that Paul was still called Saul in Tarsus, if you say that he was a chosen people of God, who would believe?
但是他那时候就是魔鬼之子一样。
He was like a son of the devil at that time.
但他就是啊，耶稣恩典就临到他，就是的呀。
But he's a chosen person of God, and when the grace of God fell upon him, he became converted.
所以当保罗说，神对保罗说，那里有许多神的百姓。保罗想，哎呀，我以前也不像，也看不出来是神的百姓的，但是神拣选了我。
And when God told Paul that there were many of his people in that city, and reminded Paul that he was like that, he was not like a chosen people of God.
保罗甚至说，我以前比这哥林多城的人坏更多更多了，但神的恩典还是临到我，我今天凭什么就离开这群人呢？
And he would even say that I was more wicked than the people here in Corinth, and why should I leave them now?
所以我们最后我们一起来读保罗的一段自白哈，我们弟兄姊妹一起起立。
And last, let's read what Paul himself said. Let's read together.
好，我们一起看到屏幕上的经文，我们来读哥林多前书的一章13-16节，13节起。我从前是亵渎神的，逼迫人的，辱骂人的，然而我还是蒙了怜悯，因我是不信不明白的时候而做的，并且我主的恩是格外丰盛，使我在基督耶稣里有信心和爱心。基督耶稣降世为要拯救罪人，这话是可信的，是十分可佩服的。在罪人中我是个罪魁，然而我蒙了怜悯， 是因耶稣基督要在我这罪魁身上显明他一切的忍耐，给后来信他得永生的人做榜样。我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, we praise you.
我们看见神主耶稣基督在保罗灰心失望胆怯愤怒的时候，神你亲自安慰他。
And we saw that when Paul was very disappointed and was afraid and was even angry, that God, our Lord Jesus, comforted him.
因为今天神同样的也安慰我们每一个人，在我们可能软弱、可能灰心、可能想要放弃的时候。
And we know Jesus comforts us similarly in our times of trouble, in our times disappointments, and weakness.
让我们实在是看见我们是得到神何等大的恩典，我们是何等蒙恩的人。
And so that we can see that, what grace we have received from the Lord.
让我们软弱的能够变刚强，让我们能够发酸下垂的手、发酸的脚能够重新的挺起来。
For us weaker become strong, and our weak hands and feeble legs will be strengthened again.
然后被主耶稣基督的爱所激励、所驱动，把这福音传给这世上的人。
We'll be encouraged by the love of our Lord Jesus Christ to preach the gospel to the world.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen. 好，弟兄姊妹，请坐。
Please be seated.